With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Governor Steve Bullock reacted strongly to the news from the White House today that it's issuing a moratorium on new coal leases on federal land. The Interior Department says the pause is necessary to give it a chance to evaluate whether lease rates are fair to taxpayers and their environmental impacts. He issued this audio statement.
President Obama's wrong, and once again, Montana's working families are left bearing the brunt of his unilateral action. Of course, American taxpayers should get their fair value from coal leases. And of course, there should be transparency in the process. But you don't shut down a program just to tinker with it. You fix as you go. As this process moves forward, I am going to demand that Montana has a seat at the table.
Bullock split with the White House on energy policy in August when its clean power plan to reduce carbon dioxide emissions said Montana must cut CO2 more than any other state. Montana's campaign regulator has found that another legislative candidate illegally coordinated with a national anti-union organization, this time in the 2012 elections. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell said today that Republican Roland Roberts II accepted illegal in-kind contributions from the National Right to Work Committee and affiliated corporate groups. Modell says there's sufficient evidence for civil prosecution against Roberts, National Right to Work, and its affiliates. Roberts did not return queries by phone and email for comment. Today, the parties in a dispute over an oil and gas lease in the Badger II Medicine area near Glacier National Park went back to court after failing to reach a settlement. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The case has been paused since December, when Louisiana leaseholders Solenex and the Interior Department asked a federal judge for time to work on settling the issue outside of court. Today, attorney Tim Presso with the environmental law firm Earth Justice says the settlement didn't happen.
I think it's fair to assume that their determination that they want to move forward with briefing indicates that settlement discussions have stopped.
Today, Solenex and the U.S. Justice Department asked the D.C. District Court judge to lift the stay on the case. If the judge approves that request, Solenex will have 7 days to respond to the Interior Department's notice from November that it intends to cancel the company's lease.
So Solenex will file a response to the Interior Department's determination about lease cancellation. What exactly Solenex will say in that response, we'll have to wait and see.
In response to Montana Public Radio's request for comment about why a settlement wasn't reached, Solenex's lawyers said, quote, Solenex will respond to the federal government November 23rd memorandum within 7 days after the stay is lifted. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
New West Medicare is warning its customers of a possible data breach. The company says someone stole a laptop that contained personal information from past and current New West customers. The computer was password protected, and there's no evidence to suggest the information has been accessed or misused. New West says an investigation determined the laptop contained consumer names, addresses, and may have contained driver's license numbers and social security numbers. It may also have contained information related to customers' premium payments, including bank account numbers or credit card information. The laptop may have also contained some health information. New West is mailing notices to 25,000 customers about the breach and offering 1 year of credit monitoring and identity protection services to those whose social security numbers were involved. Monday is Martin Luther King Day, and many volunteer events around the state will be taking place to honor Dr. King's legacy. Jessica Ferretti with No Kid Hungry will be hosting a community dinner in Kalispell. She says the holiday is a great chance for many people to help out, since they often have the day off from work or school.
It's kind of just a nice day to remember that there is more that we can be doing, and especially if we have the day off, it gives you free range to volunteer and do fun projects like this.
The dinner will be Monday at Gateway Community Center in Kalispell from 5 to 7 p.m. They'll be serving baked potatoes and chili. Energy Corps will also be volunteering Monday by going to homes in the Billings and Red Lodge areas, helping to prep homes for harsh weather. Program Director Kalina Miller says they'll be visiting homes of seniors, low-income residents, and disabled people to help them protect their homes for the winter. The work they do often involves sealing cold air and water leaks in the homes.
It's lowering their energy bills, which everyone likes, and it's also making those homeowners and those residents more comfortable in their homes.
Miller says it's important to sit down and talk with the residents about how to utilize energy in their homes. To learn more about events on Monday going on across Montana, visit our website, mtpr.org. The residents of the tiny Montana town of Carter are upset that the only bar in town is being turned into a strip club. Shoto County has no zoning regulations on strip clubs, so 11 of the town's 58 residents have written letters protesting the transfer of the liquor license to the new owner of Paradise LLC. The club, about 25 miles northeast of Great Falls, has been operating since December 20th, using the former owner's liquor license with her permission. Residents are concerned that it's right across the road from an elementary school, while others wonder how it could stay in business in such a rural area. Assistant manager Damon Paradise told the Great Falls Tribune they're looking at arranging shuttle buses for customers from Great Falls. I'm Eric Whitney.